I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. And how's good. Your boyfriend, Dave? Did you impress him?
No, I don't think I impressed him. He impressed me, though.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. How was it?
It was good. It was good. It went by really fast, but it was good. It was just so neat just to sit there and drink a beer and feel like I was, like, chatting with them, you know? Even though I wasn't talking.
Did they mute you, or do you come? You show up and your mic's on and you're...
Yeah, no, we were all muted. There was a few of us on there. So we had submitted questions, and they asked a couple of the questions. And that was pretty cool, because one of the ladies, I think she was from BC, she asked, I don't even remember her question, but they recognized her. She mentioned about being at a front show and getting called out, and Dave was like, you came up on stage. I remembered you.
Oh, wow.
That was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
He's like that, though, isn't he? He's very much a part of the people.
Well, that's what was so neat. He also told this story about, they were talking about super fans, and they were saying how they had this one little girl, like a tiny little woman, and she was at every show, right up at the front, getting crushed every day. They were seeing her. So finally, they told their tour manager to get her up on the side of the stage. So he had her start doing work on the side of the stage. So she was, like, photocopying the set list and stuff, and went out for dinner with them. And
Now, he said your name, didn't he?
He did. They said hello to me, so that was, like, the highlight of my life.
So did he go around? Is that what he was doing? He was just saying hi to Jocelyn there from Rock 95?
Yeah, they went one-on-one and introduced all of us.
So that's cool.
So we could say that we were excited to be there, and they were like, hi, Jocelyn, and yeah, that was pretty cool.
So they could see you?
Yes, we were all on the video. They could see us, yeah.
Was there any kind of warning beforehand not to, like, flash them or anything?
No, there was no warning.
No,
I thought that they might have something, you know, like don't wear Kurt Cobain shirts or something. Yeah. I don't know, but no, there was nothing.
So you say it went by fast.
Yeah.
So, like, how long did it really last then?
It was probably about 20 minutes, maybe half an hour, but it felt like 2 seconds.
Well, that means you had a good time.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. What was your question that got ignored?
Yeah, I was curious.
Oh, I asked, I had read somewhere that Dave had said that if he knew how big they were going to get, he wouldn't have named them Foo Fighters.
Yes, so I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I asked if that was true and what other names he would have wanted to. But yeah, they only actually asked two of the questions, like only two of the people's questions got asked.
Yeah.
But they chatted a lot about those questions and other stuff, so.
So without a doubt, the best Zoom call you could have had, right?
I mean, 100%.
We've had so many terrible ones. That's probably the best.
Yeah. The bar is pretty low, I'm sure.
Really?
I'll take 20 minutes with the Foo Fighters. I'll take 2 seconds with the Foo Fighters, actually.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, just to have him, like, Dave Grohl said hi, Jocelyn, to me. That was, like, really awesome.
Honestly, did you maintain your composure? Because, I mean, as cool as I try to be, I think I would have just been giddy and stupid the whole entire time. I'd be like, hi.
I felt like... On my video, I looked ridiculous because a lot of people were really just chill and sitting, staring and looking. And I was, like, laughing and doing all these gestures, everything they said.
Meanwhile, you're muted.
Yeah. I was, yeah.
Laughing along, spilling your beer.
Yeah.
Well, we're so happy it worked out for you, Jocelyn, and that you had a great time. And thanks for taking a few minutes to let us know how it is. Now we know it's kind of cool.
It's totally awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much. It was the best.